Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger. The new and weekly English-spoken summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast Christian Drastil, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian, I am the host of this podcast, and I will be later on joined by the absolutely fabulous Allison. Week 32 was a very good one. ATX TR went up 2.1% to 6,515 points. This was also a comeback over the moving average 100 of this index. Year-to-date, ATX TR is now at minus 17%. And these were the best performers this week. Wienerberger gained 10%, Unica and Andritz gained 6%. News came from Andritz, CA Immo, Telekom Austria, Semperit, Wolford, Kapsch Trafficom, Vienna Airport, S Immo, Erste Group, Zumtobel, Voestalpine and OMV. Spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 32, Monday. Andritz, International Technology Group. Andritz has received another order from Japan-based Joyo Engineering Corporation to supply a 50 MW power fluid circulating fluidized bed boiler on EPS basis. The boiler will be part of the biomass power plant in Gobo in Japan. Startup is planned for 2025. Andritz will supply a biomass boiler and flue gas cleaning system to Wakayama Gobo Biomass Power Plant in Japan. The project is the 12th to be conducted in cooperation with Toyo Engineering. Andritz, weekly performance, 5.71%. Valneva, Pfizer and Valneva announced the initiation of a Phase 3 clinical study, vaccine against Lyme for outdoor recreationists, to investigate the efficacy, safety and immunogenicity of their investigational Lyme disease vaccine candidate, VLA15. The randomized, placebo-controlled, Phase 3 study is planned to enroll approximately 6,000 participants 5 years of age and older. The study is being conducted at up to 50 sites located in areas where Lyme disease is highly endemic, including Finland, Germany, the Netherlands, Poland, Sweden and the United States. Participants will receive 3 doses of VLA15 180 microgram saline placebo as a primary vaccination series, followed by 1 booster dose of VLA15 or saline placebo, 1-to-1 ratio. With increasing global rates of Lyme disease, providing a new option for people to help protect themselves from the disease is more important than ever, said Anne-Elise Anderson, Senior Vice President and Head of Vaccine Research and Development at Pfizer. Valneva, weekly performance, 3.76%. Tuesday, Palfinger, only 1.5 years ago, Palfinger Marine secured its first offshore wind farm deal in France. Since then, Palfinger Marine has already received 3 more deals in France, delivering 6 jetty cranes and 64 fixed boom cranes for the renewables industry. The need of renewables is increasing, and within the EU, France is spearheading the race to build offshore wind farms. For each of 3 current offshore wind projects in the northwestern region of France, Palfinger is providing 2 of its proven PTM 600 jetty cranes. Ivor Marchev-Markov, Global Sales Manager Wind at Palfinger, says, "We are proud that we strengthened our footprint in the French offshore wind industry, since we entered the market only 1.5 years ago. This shows us that we can meet our clients' needs all over the world, no matter the circumstances." Palfinger, weekly performance, 0.59%. Wednesday, Kontron, IT company Kontron AG signed agreements with Vinci Energies SA for the sale of significant parts of Kontron Group's IT services business. Vinci Energies, through its brand Axens, is a global information and communications technology group belonging to the listed French group Vinci. The transaction price amounts to approximately euro 400 million based on the expected net liquidity at closing. Kontron AG's 2022 guidance remains unchanged and is expected to amount to euro 1,120 million in revenue for continuing operations with an EBITDA margin of more than 10%. On top of this, we expect euro 380 million of revenue from the sold entities under discontinued operations. With the divestment, Kontron is following its growth strategy in the technology area around the Internet of Things, IoT. While initially the sale of the entire IT services segment as part of Project Focus was evaluated by Kontron AG, Various strategic considerations have led to the subsidiaries operating in this area in Austria, Romania and Hungary not being sold at the moment. The revenue of the divested units corresponds to an outgoing revenue of 338 million euros with a profitability of 41 million euros EBITDA, in financial year 2021. Kontron, weekly performance, 8.97%. Wienerberger, following the trading statement issued on July 1, 2022, Wienerberger is presenting the final results of the first half of 2022. In the second quarter, the company again recorded high demand and full order books in all divisions and regions, with all production sites operating at full capacity. Overall, Wienerberger generated a significant 38% increase in revenues at group level to euro 2,572 million, while the operating EBITDA increased to euro 545 million, up by 79% from the first half of 2021. The performance in the first half of 2022 was driven by high demand, ongoing efficiency-enhancing measures, excellent procurement management, and fast progress made in the integration of the companies acquired during the previous year, which delivered substantial contributions to earnings. Wienerberger, weekly performance, 10.25%. Polytech, in the first 6 months of 2022, consolidated sales of Polytech, developer and manufacturer of high-quality plastic components, amounted to euro 285.0 million and were therefore 2.3% below the level of the previous year, H1 2021, euro 291.7 million. Production in the international automotive industry remains exposed to the adverse effects emanating from the interference to global supply chains and logistics capacities, regional and temporary COVID lockdowns and material supply shortages, etc. Moreover, to some extent these problems have worsened owing to both the war in Ukraine, which has been raging since the end of February 2022, and an enormous increase in energy prices. Sales revenues include the partial passing on of additional costs, whereby the production volume has decreased by around 10%. Direct comparability is therefore only possible to a limited extent. Group EBIT for the period from January to June 2022 totaled euro 1.4 million. H1 2021, euro 10.1 million. The management already suspended its forecast for the 2022 financial year in April. Moreover, as even at present the future development of the economic framework conditions with respect to the company cannot be assessed in a qualified manner, within the context of the publication of the 2022 half-year financial report, the management has decided not to issue a forecast for the entire 2022 financial year. Polytech Group, weekly performance, minus 0.17%. Andritz, international technology group Andritz has successfully received the final acceptance certificate for a biomass handling plant at El Dorado's Onsepintida site in Trislagoas, Mato Grosso do Sul. This plant is part of the first thermoelectric power plant in Brazil to consume eucalyptus stumps and roots. Andritz, weekly performance, 5.71%. Thursday, Dua and Company. The recovery from the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic has continued in the first quarter of the business year 2022-2023 and catering company Dua & Company has benefited from an increase in demand across all divisions. At euro 288.31 million, the company reported the strongest quarter in terms of revenue in its history despite the continuing depreciation of the Turkish lira. Exchange rate fluctuations against the euro compared to the first quarter of the business year 2021-2022 resulted in a negative effect on group revenue in the amount of euro 51.30 million. The result of the first quarter of the business year 2022-2023 was strongly affected by application of the provisions of IAS 29 financial reporting in hyperinflationary economies to the financial statements of the Turkish subsidiaries. The net result amounts to euro 3.35 million. At euro 7.78 million, the net result would have been euro 4.43 million higher without applying IAS 29. Despite the strain resulting from the depreciation of the Turkish lira, at euro 195.26 million the company again reports a high amount of cash and cash equivalents in the first quarter of the business year 2022-2023. Particularly in the international event catering division, a number of large tenders are in progress which are quite promising but where no final decision has been made yet. The company stated in its outlook also that the demand in the restaurants and in gourmet retail and utilization in the field of airline catering are also quite gratifying. Duancio, weekly performance, 0.61%. Mayr-Melnhof, the carton board group Mayr-Melnhof reported an increase in consolidated sales by €928.9 million to €2,218.5 million. This growth results mainly from the previous year's acquisitions as well as the passing on of cost increases through higher prices. At €285.0 million, operating profit was €192.9 million above the previous year's value. The significant rise primarily results from the division board and paper. Profit for the period rose by €143.6 million to €205.8 million. Peter Oswald, CEO, comments, demand for our products is strong, as consumers prefer natural, recyclable packaging made from renewable, fiber-based raw materials. Our strategy of focused organic growth and value-enhancing acquisitions combined with a strong grip on improvement of productivity is starting to pay off. As the continuous supply of our customers is top priority, we have undertaken several measures to mitigate a possible gas rationing, which would affect all carton board and paper mills except MM Cuisine. We have started to build up safety stocks for recycled fiber-based carton board, rented gas storage facilities in Austria, and are investing in alternative oil firing in Finland. The second half year will be impacted by planned CapEx-related downtime, necessary adjustment measures and supply chain disruptions, at an extent which seems quite unpredictable at this point in time. Mayr-Melnhof, weekly performance, 3.25%. Valneva, vaccine developer Valneva's total revenues were €93.2 million in the first half of 2022 compared to €47.5 million in the first half of 2021, an increase of 96.3%. Product sales, including COVID-19 vaccine sales, increased by 5.0% to €33.3 million in the first half of 2022 compared to €31.8 million in the first half of 2021. Product sales related to COVID-19 amounted to €3.8 million. Valneva recorded an operating loss of €150.4 million in the first half of 2022 compared to €86.2 million in the first half of 2021, of which the COVID-19 operating loss represented €110.7 million and €55.5 million as of June 30, 2022 and 2021 respectively, and the other segments represented €39.7 million in the first half of 2022 compared to €30.7 million in the first half of 2021. Adjusted EBITDA, as defined below, loss in the first half of 2022 was €136.0 million compared to an adjusted EBITDA loss of €80.1 million in the first half of 2021. In the first half of 2022, Valneva generated a net loss of €171.5 million compared to a net loss of €86.4 million in the first half of 2021. Thomas Lingelbach, Valneva's chief executive officer, commented, Valneva continued to achieve significant R&D milestones in the first half of the year. Our updated Lyme disease collaboration agreement with Pfizer included a substantial equity investment, which we see as a strong sign of confidence and recognition of our vaccine expertise, and the recent phase 3 initiation brings us a step closer to a potential vaccine solution against Lyme disease. Our chikungunya vaccine program successfully met all phase 3 clinical endpoints, readying us for BLA submission. Our COVID-19 vaccine became the first to receive full marketing authorization in Europe, and we look forward to delivering the first doses in Europe in the coming weeks. However, given the revised volume of orders from the EU member states, we are evaluating how to reshape our operations. Looking at our other commercial products, we are seeing a faster recovery than expected in the travel vaccine market, and demand may even exceed our current supply capacity in the later part of the year. I would like to take this opportunity to thank our shareholders, partners and employees for their ongoing support and contribution. Valneva, weekly performance, 3.76%. Austrian Post. The first half of 2022 for Austrian Post was shaped by very challenging conditions. Interruptions in international value chains have put an upward pressure on costs, intensified by the war in Ukraine. This backdrop and the extraordinarily high parcel volumes in the prior year quarters make it for a challenging start into 2022. Our focus on delivery quality and many customer acquisition initiatives are proving successful. This gives us cause for optimism in the second half of the year. says CEO Georg Pölzl. Group revenue in the first half year 2022 totaled €1,211.8 million, minus 4.0%, whereas second quarter revenue showed an improved trend, with revenue down by only 0.8%. In particular, the parcel business in Turkey was strongly impacted due to inflation and currency effects compared with an extraordinarily successful year in 2021. EBITDA of the first half year fell by 2.7% to €179.4 million, whereas earnings before interest and tax, EBIT, declined by 12.0% year-on-year to €91.0 million. From today's perspective, group earnings, EBIT, in 2022 should be in the range of the results reported in the last 2 years: 2021 EBIT, €205 million, 2020 EBIT, €161 million. Österreichische Post, weekly performance, 0.17%. Friday, Rosenbauer, firefighter supplier Rosenbauer Group, generated revenues of €429.7 million in the first half of 2022, January 6, 2021, €448.1 million. This meant that business volumes were 4.1% lower than in the previous year despite a stronger second quarter. Persistent supply chain issues and price rises for intermediary products and energy are creating highly uncertain production conditions and shifts in revenues throughout the group. To better satisfy the most pressing fire service needs in the current circumstances, Rosenbauer will for the first time in its history manufacture a limited number of largely standardized vehicles kept in stock in Europe that will be available to emergency services at very short notice. Furthermore, Rosenbauer Group has adjusted its prices for new tenders in May. Lower gross profit and higher structural costs resulted in EBIT of €-23.2 million, January 6, 2021, €11.8 million. At the same time, incoming orders were much higher than in the corresponding period of the previous year at €581.4 million, January 6, 2021, €488.2 million. In light of the tough general conditions, provided order books remain full, the executive board of the Rosenbauer Group anticipates revenues of around €1 billion and positive EBIT in the current year. The Rosenbauer Group's operating result improved in the second quarter, in line with revenue development, excluding the costs for the industry's leading trade show, Interschutz, where we once again clearly positioned ourselves as a leader in innovation with our lineup of electric vehicles. It would even have been balanced. However, this should not obscure the fact that we need to step up our efficiency efforts, says Sebastian Wolf, CEO of Rosenbauer International AG. Rosenbauer, weekly performance, minus 1.13%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Bye-bye.